To be honest, David, I'm really heartened by what you're saying here about the regional centres. As you know, I'm Donegal based, I'm in Letterkenny, and thankfully we have Galway as one of the centres of excellence, and I must say anybody I talk to is more than happy with Galway. But the biggest problem with us in Donegal is the travel down. Patients cannot really travel for 4 hours down for treatment and back up. You know, and really the regions needs to be more involved. And you did say there earlier about the clinical trials. How do you propose to get the regions more involved in the clinical trials? You know, it seems to be if you can get the information and get it circulated, we can get movement, we can get diagnosis. How do you intend to move it out like that?
Clinical trials come in a variety of different types. There could be surgical clinical trials, medical oncology, chemotherapy clinical trials. Obviously, from a surgical perspective, with surgical centralisation, there are some patients from Donegal who will still need to travel to the specialist unit for their surgery. However, for a chemotherapy study, be that an adjuvant breast study or an adjuvant colorectal study, there is no reason with a network structure that patient can't go back to Letterkenny and receive their treatment locally. The treatment they would get will be coordinated from the local hub, from the regional cancer centre. That treatment, be it a standard treatment pathway, which will be OECI benchmarked and approved as state-of-the-art cancer treatment throughout Europe, or the clinical trial, which is coordinated through investigators who are based in the regional cancer centre. I think somewhere like Letterkenny and Donegal poses significant physical and geographical challenges for our patients. And I recognise that. And I think we do need to look at those areas with special focus, because certainly in my time, I've looked after many patients from the Donegal area and that travel back and forth to Dublin. While they were quite happy to do it, because they were getting access to a specialist unit, the time involved in travel took a toll on them and on their quality of life. Yeah. I certainly, personally, as I talk about a national network, I would love to see an all-island national network incorporating my colleagues in Belfast, many of whom I know. There is no geographical reason why that can be done, why that can't be done. And again, I can see obvious benefits, particularly for areas in the northwest, for a closer alliance with them. We already see this happening in children's care, in heart disease, heart surgeries. Our cardiac surgeons travel across the border to do surgeries in the north. I see no reason why that can't be extended to other areas.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. Even last week, I had a man come in and he's attending Galway for prostate, and he had to make 4 trips to Galway for prostate, to starting off getting inducted the whole way through. And he said to me, "Is there not a new therapy out there? Is it called LRLT?
Radioligand therapy.
Yeah, that would come on, would help, and like at Donegal, it could be there rather than travelling up and down for all this treatment."
Radioligand therapy is a very exciting new therapy that we are a national centre for PRT, which is peptide-related radiotherapy, a sort of a cousin, if you like, to radioligand therapy. So again, we have the infrastructure that can deliver that treatment. Delivering that in a networked fashion will be difficult. There will be significant infrastructural challenges to doing that. So I think that certainly what I would like to see is a national program that would allow the development of radioligand therapy, and then a plan in terms of how to deliver it on a national basis.
Right. No, it's just one that came up. And another one, and I think there's a big problem with the delay in drugs. You know, let's go through this whole system to get where we've seen it with Jeff Finistad there lately. Is there any, like, surely if Europe adopts these medicines, we're all part of Europe, should we not be doing the same here? You know, it seems to be Europe adopted, and maybe 2 years down the road, then we come in and we'll think about it, and then it's put on the list. And it's so It's so long to get any movement at all on this. Surely we should have some kind of European rules that if it's adopted in Holland and Germany, that we should fast-track it too.
Well, certainly we would like to see that, and Thomas may want to comment on this. Drugs approved by the EMA go through a separate process here nationally. They're referred to the HSC, and then they go to the National Centre for Pharmacoeconomics. I know that this has been the focus of a lot of work over the past number of years. There's a statutory limit of 180 days, and there is a target of ensuring that all drugs are approved within that 180 days by 2029. I would certainly like to see a much more rapid framework for those drugs once they're approved by the EMA. They're really... The focus of our assessment here is not around drug efficacy, but it's cost effectiveness. And that's really what is leading to the delays in drug approval.
That's okay. And one of the biggest problems I would get in Donegal is, you know, once a person is diagnosed, it takes so long to get movement. Like, people's coming and they're asking for Tibetan rest fermentations to try and get people moved up a list or whatever. Like, you know, there should really be a rapid, once you're diagnosed, A, B, C, D, this is what you need, and that has to be moved along. Like, I have people maybe waiting 6, 8, maybe 10 weeks to start treatment. And I mean, as one woman said to me, I just want it gone, I just want it gone. You know, and that 8 or 10 weeks, that poor woman's life, you know, like she's... it's heartbreaking when you listen to her, it really is, you know. But like all she wanted to do is get it out. But it's all about delays. And then when you get so far, then, oh no, the doctor, the consultant's not on that day. There's a clinical nurse off, there's something off. And it puts it back again, you know. I think that's something that really needs to be done, the new strategy that, like, once you're diagnosed, there is a rapid access to this the whole way through. And also the machinery. I talked to Nikki the last day over at the Cancer Society. They're doing great work. But, I mean, definitely our infrastructure as regards scanners and everything like that, it really needs to be upgraded, and it needs to be upgraded immediately. Be right, we should have top of the art stuff. You know, whatever's the best thing on the market should be in Ireland, you know.
I think the network structure will deal with that issue of access. And as I talk about in the southeast, I would extend to the northwest as well. The addition of clinical nurse specialists, what I would call nurse navigators, would reach out to these patients. So once a diagnosis is made, be that patient in Letterkenny or wherever, they will have immediate contact with a clinical nurse specialist, a trained specialist, a nurse navigator, who will provide rapid access to the specialist centre. That does two things. The first thing it does is it provides rapid access to the MDT, to the specialist multidisciplinary team. But it also reassures the patient, because the patient now has a contact person and they know exactly where they are on that pathway. And I think that's a key part of a functioning cancer care network.